Hello! Today is a great day for Old Testament Tuesday. Today is June 18th, 2024, and we are so glad you're listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
And this week we're talking all about Virtue Y, which says we yield our bodies to physical training and healthy habits.
And like Mr. Johnny said, today is Old Testament Tuesday. So, we will be reading stories from the Old Testament in the Bible that illustrates this week's biblical family virtue. We love reading from the Bible because it's the book God gave to us that tells us all about Him. When we read it, we can discover what He's done in the past and then learn what He has to say to us today. I can't wait to dive into God's Word, where we will find absolute truth, godly wisdom, and the unchanging promises of our Creator.
Today's story is about a judge in the Old Testament and can be found in the book of Judges. A long time ago in a town called Zorah, there was a man named Manoah. Manoah's wife couldn't have children, which made them very sad. One day, an angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife with amazing news.
The angel said, "You are going to have a baby boy, but there are some special rules you must follow. Don't drink wine or any other fermented drink, and don't eat anything unclean. Your son will be special and dedicated to God. He will never have his hair cut because he will be a Nazirite, set apart for God's work. He will help save Israel from the Philistines, their enemies." Manoah's wife was so excited that she ran to tell her husband. She said, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel and said we will have a baby boy who will be a Nazirite of God. He gave me special instructions about what I should eat and drink."
Manoah prayed to God, asking for more guidance. God heard his prayer and the angel returned. Manoah asked, "What rules should we follow for the boy's life and work?" The angel replied, "Your wife must do everything I have told her. She must not eat anything from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or any other fermented drink. And she must not eat anything unclean. She must follow all my commands."
Manoah gave birth and named her son Samson. As Samson grew up, he became very strong and did amazing things because God was with him. But later, Samson fell in love with a woman named Delilah. The Philistines, Israel's enemies, asked Delilah to find out the secret of his strength.
Finally, Samson told her, "No razor has ever been used on my head because I have been a Nazirite dedicated to God from birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." Delilah called the Philistines, and they shaved Samson's head while he slept. His strength left him. The Philistines captured him, blinded him, and took him to prison.
While Samson was in prison, his hair began to grow back. The Philistine rulers gathered to celebrate and brought Samson out to entertain them. Samson asked a servant to place him between the two central pillars of the temple. Then Samson prayed, "Sovereign Lord, remember me. Please, God, strengthen me just once more."
With all of his might, Samson pushed the pillars and the temple came crashing down. Samson's final act defeated more Philistines in his death than during his life.
Samson's story teaches us the importance of following God's instructions and taking care of our bodies. From before Samson was born, his mother had to follow special rules to ensure he would be healthy and strong. Samson's strength came from following the special rules God had given him, including never cutting his hair.
Just like Samson, we are also called to yield our bodies to God. This means taking care of ourselves through healthy habits like eating good food, exercising, and making good choices that honor God. When we take care of our bodies, we are ready to do the good work that God has planned for us, just like Samson was able to help save Israel.
Remember, our bodies are a precious gift from God. By making healthy choices and staying strong, We show God that we appreciate His gift and are ready to serve Him in everything we do. Let's pray. God, we are so thankful that You created each of us unique and with purpose. Help us to take care of our bodies so that we can be ready for whatever You call us to do. Let us yield our desires and seek to fulfill Your purpose. In Jesus' name,
amen. Don't forget to tell your mom or dad to visit biblicallycentered.com for some free downloads on biblically centered virtue.
We're so glad you joined us in the Old Testament today. Until next time.